Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money P, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Chocolate City Radio. Today is my birthday and it's a special edition. I am hella late. Y'all gonna have to excuse me for the late. I've been running all day today. So I'm trying to bring everything up and you guys just bear with me for a minute. I literally just walked in the door. I gotta get all my damn broadcasting tools up. All kinds of shit. I don't know how I ended up being in this predicament today, but hey, shit happens. Matter of fact, while I'm getting myself together, how about I go ahead and play some damn music and get this shit on the way, get it popping, and buy myself some time because I am late. I am nowhere near ready. I had to take a bath, so y'all might be in the bathtub with me. Ain't no telling what the hell gonna happen. Haven't even drank yet. Well, not this evening, but I started drinking early this morning. So, like I said, this is gonna be quite interesting. So what I'm gonna do is go ahead, play a song, and then get to some other stuff. So what I'm gonna do is play Mom Baby Bath featuring Miguel Slide Over.
Slide over.
Drinking Ciroc shots. Then I had seven, and I already had something to drink prior to that.
So I was feeling like really, really fucked up. I ain't even gonna front. I was fucked up, like, for real. So it was just like, oh, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was just like, man, it's just, oh my goodness. Hold on, everybody. I'm logging in on Tiny Chat. Oh gosh, I've been tripping. I need to go downstairs and make a drink. I ain't even go to front. That's something I need to do. Is go downstairs and make a fucking drink.
Are you getting is somebody gonna see your birthday suit personally?
Actually, my dude is at work. This is his weekend to work, so he's gonna miss everything. So we'll make up on Sunday after the Super Bowl, cause he works like 6 to 6, and so I get to go out and tease everybody tonight, and then have like a blast. You know what I mean? So
right.
Yeah, so I got this cute dress. My plan was to actually, what was my plan? My plan was to go ahead and get real spiffy and everything, right? And then be real cute when I did my show tonight. But because I was running around, I've been running around ever since 9-something this morning. Like, literally running around. So I didn't have time to do all the things that I wanted to do and plan like I wanted to plan. So I'm just like, it's okay. You know what I mean? Shit happens, and I make the best of it, and I'm going to be good. You know what I mean? So, you know, nothing too major has happened. I'm chilling. I'm at my brother's house, and I'm about to probably play another song, probably going to make something else to drink, and think about how cute I'm going to look tonight. And I have Pebbles the model coming on tonight. So it's going to be, like, really, really,
you're
really
talking
cool.
Pebbles with the big old wah.
Yeah.
Man. Pebbles ass traveled from all the way over where you at all the way to Texas. That ass is that fucking big.
I'm just saying, you know, I think it's a personal birthday, but I'm looking like a bum right now. But it's all love, because I will have some before and after pictures, you know what I mean? So people can see exactly what's going on.
Okay.
You know. So I'm going to stay right there, because I'm going to bring on Don Calypso, and I'm going to bring on Shine. Hi, Don.
Hey, happy birthday. Birthday girl, how's it going?
You already know how it's going. I've been talking to you on BBM. I've been running like a mental patient.
I told you, it's your birthday. You should have had other people shopping for you. You should have been kicking back.
No.
Should have been kicking back and let everyone else do all the hard work. It's your birthday, damn it.
When it comes to my birthday, I'm very particular in what it is that I want. You know what I mean? So I spent several hours driving around looking for something because I wanted to be different than normal. You know what I mean? I wanted to be real girly and, you know, kind of prissy and stuff like that from the hills and, you know, all this other stuff. So then I started getting frustrated because then I wanted some black sneakers too. So, you know, I could offset on Sunday for Super Bowl, because there's no need for me to be, like, super, super sexy when I'm going to be sexy tonight. So nobody could shop for me because nobody knew what I wanted. You know what I mean? So then I had to get my nails done, you know, my feet done. Then I had to do my little eyelashes. And I swear, I feel like I got on fucking sun visors on my eyelashes, because this is a new shit to me. So I'm just like, okay, like, I keep blinking, and it's like a shadow hanging over me, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, really? So, tonight is a night of first. That's all I can say. It's just a night of first.
It's your night, so remember, it's your birthday. So, hey, you have fun. I just wanted to call, show some support. I told you I was going to try to shout you out, so.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I'm trying to think about what's the next nasty blog that I can write. You know, you motivate me because, you know, I did write about my first time having anal, like you requested. And
yes, ma'am.
That made matters worse for me. Because
I
have vision.
I'm pretty sure one of the guests will give you an idea. Anyways, I'm gonna get back to doing some house chores. But again, happy birthday! Enjoy yourself and have fun. When your man comes back from work, you guys better make some fireworks happen.
Oh yeah, he owes me a fuck now. So that'll be happening after Super Bowl Sunday.
And don't forget to post the video.
What?
You heard me.
He put it on First Street. Yep. I agree.
Don't forget to post the video.
I agree.
I'm going to do a voice note. I'll start out with the voice note first.
Nah. Okay, I guess we'll take that. We'll take it. We'll take what we can get.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks, son.
You're welcome.
Hi, son. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You got anything planned up for tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually having a birthday party at Club Amani's, and I'm looking forward to that. I have been, I've been shopping all day, and I'm trying to, like, get dressed and get situated for that. And I'm just, like, all over the place right now, like, unbelievably all over the place.
Oh, that's good. What about, you ain't getting lucky tonight?
Actually, no, because...
You're not?
No, because he's at work, and by the time he gets off work, he done worked all day, and I'm going to the club. I don't want to be like, okay, you know what? You know, he'd be tired at work. I'm not that selfish.
Oh, okay.
I'm not selfish at all. So I'm really trying to, I'm being real considerate. So he's off Monday and Tuesday, so we'll make up for it and everything like that. So I'm chilling. I'm just trying to focus on not getting too drunk tonight. So, I don't know. I hate being behind because I'm always rushing and I don't know what the fuck to do. So, you know, normally I'm on point. I have all my windows set up and everything like that. And I'm like, shit. Because I was going to broadcast live from the bathroom, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm still debating on that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm still
working
on that one.
Well, I'll just call to wish you a happy birthday and hope you have fun tonight at the club.
I plan on having some video and some pictures and stuff like that. So it'll be, like, very, very, very interesting.
Okay.
To say the least. So I'm just like, yes. You know what I mean? So right now, I'm, like, I've been up all day mode and whatnot, and I just really want to, like, get in the tub and take a shower and just, you know, have a good time and get dressed and make myself pretty or whatever. No, because I'm going to be real cute tonight.
Wear
rings and all that shit like that, bracelets. I'm going to be prissy. That's something that I've never really... Out of all the pictures, do you ever see me wearing jewelry? No.
Tonight you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why the hell this damn shit is so fucking fuzzy on my camera. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to be real prissy and real cute and whatnot, and... I'm going to have a good time, and I'll make plenty of, whatchamacallit, plenty of, like, shout-outs and little mini clip videos, even if I have to use my BlackBerry or whatever. It's like, we'll have something to talk about. And then after Sunday, I might have some footage, you know, because I still owe everybody that my head game is a felony video instructional. So I have that. I just wait until I found the right person that can handle all of that.
Okay, well then, I'm going to let you go and have fun tonight and happy birthday again.
Thank you so much, Sean. You're so sweet.
You are.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So, now, what I'm going to do is play some more music while I'm waiting for my guests to come. Got to bring it up. But in the meanwhile, I played, you know what, I'm going to play, Sammy, T-Wan featuring Sammy, It's My Time. So you know how I am when it comes to music. I got to bring that shit up because I don't happen to blog up, but it fucked up all my music. Like, all my shit was, like, gone. And I'm like, what the hell happened? So it's going to take a little minute, but it's coming, and it's called T-Wan, It's My Time. So just be patient, and it's coming. And it's coming, like I will be Sunday, Monday, you know, one of those two. Won't be tonight, I'm being good. So, damn, it's taking forever. So, it's coming. Sorry, I know y'all like, she keep talking about it's coming, but what's coming? What's coming? I'm going to be coming, and I'm going to be making some videos, I'm going to be making some voice notes. And all kinds of stuff, so it should be cool. So, damn it. Then I have another call. So once my song comes up, then I'm going to take this call. And then we will go and get some calls. Because tonight is going to be crazy. Pebbles the Model, my birthday, and I still haven't in the showers, getting ready, everything like that. So it's going to be quite interesting. Well, damn, what the fuck is taking this song so long? Man, I tell you. Okay, here it comes.
Feel so good, feel so right.
and Sammy. It's my time. Oh, shit, hold on. I forgot I had shit on repeat because when I'm working and I'm feeling a song, I will play it and keep playing it motivates while I'm doing a hellacious job of working, promoting, writing, or just thinking of some crazy shit to do. So I'm going to go and take call from 718-54. You're on the air with Chalk Mommy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. I feel like a happy birthday. I've had a long-ass day, and I'm about to have a long-ass night.
Well, that's good. It's your birthday. It's supposed to be like that.
No, but see, what had happened was I kind of started last night, and then, see, my brother is a bad influence. You know what I mean? He's like one of the motherfuckers that he's a drinker. So he'll be like,
I mean, I've seen his status talking about that shot of Patron and all that.
I'm like, oh my gosh, man. So I don't know what the hell people got in store for me tonight. I just know I can't get too drunk. I can't do that.
Well then you gotta pace yourself.
Okay, let's see. Last time that I actually went out and had a really, really, really good time was 2008. And it's funny because my birthday was the same day as the Super Bowl when the Patriots played the Giants, and the Giants won. So I started drinking at the sports bar. I had, like, blue motorcycles, strawberry martinis, and all kinds of shit. Then we leave the bar. We pick up my son's friends, and they're happy that I'm home, and we're drinking. I'm drinking some vodka, chasing it with Dr. Pepper. Then, that's another set of drinking, right? So then when I get to the club, I drink an amaretto sour. I'm drinking what everybody else is drinking. They're pouring it in my cup.
Well, then, did you eat?
Yeah, of course. I'm always eating now. That's the one thing I do. I eat. Like, you know, I get it in on the food department. But I think I had, like, 9 drinks that night. And, you know, I'm only $1.20 now. So,
well, that's a good birthday if you can remember in 2012.
I mean, some of the stuff is bits and pieces of me fighting and hitting people and not being ready to go and my son yoking me up and jacking me up out of the club and stuff. So this year, I'm going to behave myself and I'm not going to drink that much because I had alcohol poisoning. It took me 2 days to be able to get up and drive back to Florida because I was living in Fort Lauderdale at the time. So I've learned that, you know, just because people buy you drinks does not mean that you have to drink them. Oh.
Not at all. You could get that to your peoples.
Yeah, and then I have a bottle of Freaky Moscato that Murphy Lee sent me. So I don't know if they're going to let me bring it into the club. If not, then I'll pop the bottle open on Sunday for the Super Bowl party. I'm starting a new drink segment. It's called Drinking with Chop. So what I'm going to be doing is, you know, making mixed drinks, talking shit, and, you know, using different liquors or whatever. I thought it would be, like, something really cute to do. And plus, I think it would be easy to find a liquor sponsor to pick me up and sponsor it because each time I do it, it's going to be a different liquor and I'll be making different drinks. And then I also have a Cooking with Chop show coming up, too. So.
Okay, you could do your cooking thing.
Yeah, because the first thing that I'm going to make is a sweet potato pie.
You got to make some weed brownies.
No. No. Anybody can make those, but, you know, not everybody can make a sweet potato pie.
I feel you.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to have on boy shorts, a nice little skimpy shirt that says cooking with Chop, and I'm going to be so cute in the kitchen, cooking and playing artists in the kitchen. Background, shouting them out, you know, putting it down. And then I'll probably get all kinds of internet marriage proposals because, you know, men, especially African American men, love a bitch that can make a sweet potato pie because y'all greedy.
No, we just like to eat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but not everybody's shit tastes good. My shit tastes awesome.
Well, that's how it is during Thanksgiving. You can't eat anybody's food.
Oh, no, you can't. That's why everybody is always at my table, because I throw down, like, I get it in. You know, Southern girls know how to do it all.
Yeah.
We fuck, we suck, we take care of our men, we clean, we wash clothes.
I know, trust me, I've been there, done that.
You need to come back now.
Yeah, I know, Southern girls is on point.
Yeah, so you know, I need to get cold in the city, you need to come down a little bit.
I'll be in North Carolina this month.
This month when?
Huh?
This month when?
I would say probably the 10th.
That's like Tuesday.
Yeah.
And what you coming out to do?
My brother live out there. I mean, I go out there, chill, and I need a vacation. New York is too much out here. All the getting sleep.
What part?
I'm in the Bronx.
No, what part of North Carolina are you coming to?
Raleigh.
Mm-hmm. That's an hour away from me.
Okay.
Let me find out. You told your brother you coming down to North Carolina because you want to ride the chocolate wave. That is so sweet.
I hear that. Definitely.
That is so sweet. I mean, you know how I feel about Bronx, so we're going to keep that to ourselves.
When you come to New York?
Probably March.
Okay, March. I'll probably be in Boston or something, I think. I don't know. I'm trying to travel. I just got my passport, so London and summertime. That's where I'm at.
Oh, gosh. They should have never gave that to you.
But the funny part is,
this
is Bruce.
Brucey B.
Yeah.
You just now getting your passport?
I know, I've been slacking.
That you have.
It's all right, I'm stamping up.
It's about damn time.
I was speaking to your friend the other day.
Who, Nay?
Uh-huh.
And what's she talking about? She getting her hair done, her late ass.
No, she was just talking about how she, you just found her on Twitter. I'm like, how you just found her? I'm like, Nate, been on Twitter, and you've been on Twitter. Both of y'all on my Twitter page.
Oh, yeah, you know I stay on Twitter.
That's my homegirl right there.
Nate funny. Nate is funny, but I love her to death. So, wait a minute. Like, don't you be doing, what events you got going on this month?
What events I got going on?
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, right now everything is kind of in the Bronx where we performing that and all that. My people just finished performing at the Q Lounge in the Bronx. That was filmed and it was live at that time. He came in second place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you are doing it.
We trying. It's still hard work. Gotta work on the mixtape and the mixtape covers.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to be dropping Chocolate Love for Valentine's Day, but I don't know. It might be a little bit after Valentine's Day. It's going to be an art.
You going to be busy?
Huh?
I said, are you going to be busy?
Yes.
I bet.
Of course.
How many Valentines you got already?
How many who?
How many Valentines you got already?
Oh, like isn't that I plan on getting presents from and stuff?
Yeah, I know you're fucking probably booked up.
No, actually, you know, it's just like one. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. I'm like, I found somebody that actually works for me, meaning like I'm good. You know what I mean? So it's not really no need for me to be, like, having all these different Valentines to send a start. Because, you know, sometimes, it's like, when you've been single for so long and you meet that one that grabs your attention and they can give you what you need, fuck what you want, sometimes you got to stick with it.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, I know you have a lot of fans and people that actually want to taste that, sample that, touch you, and all types of shit. So they'll do whatever they can. So I know you're probably going to have a whole bunch of emails and
presents. Oh my God.
Gift something.
Man, yes. And I got my sponsor kit from Knights of Erotica Toy Company. And oh my gosh, yo, the stuff that he sent me, I'm just blushing because even though I'm supposed to be an adult entertainer, you know, I don't do porn, I never really did the toy thing. You know what I mean? So it's like when we were on the phone discussing toys, it kind of fucked me up. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, you know, this man is telling me about dildos because this is his business, and I'm blushing because, you know, that's not my lane. I'll write about it and talk about it, but to say, yeah, I'll be playing with him, no. So in November, I had the luxury of actually, you know, doing me.
Well, didn't you say you have, like, a chocolate dildo?
Yeah, I just got those in November from my sex toy company. And
okay.
You know, then he sent me some more. I got a box full of 5 toys, you know, Friday. Early this week. And when I tell you my face, I blushed when I opened up the box. I got like 3 packs of Yummy Cummy that makes your nut taste fruity for males and females.
I know, I've seen that pack of candy. Sorry.
No, it's a capsule.
It's what?
It's a capsule. You take it once in the daytime, once in the morning, and once in the evening for maximum results. And
oh, they got something like that that's like candy.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's out of my lane. I told you. And then I have one, it's a suction. Like, you put it in the shower, and you can back up on it, or you can just use it. And I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, it's a black dick. And, I mean, when I tell you it's, like, tar black, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Then
now you have some water fun.
You know, I'm still new to this. I'm still blushing. Luckily, I'm glad I'm not doing the tiny chat tonight because I was like, shit. And I'm like, man, fuck that. I don't know. That's like a whole new level for me. Like, you know, I'm back that thing up in the shower, like, ugh. And then it's like a butterfly strap-on vibrator with 5 levels or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to ask Princess Nay about these things because, you know,
she has a whole bunch.
She's a pro because she's always in the bathtub and she's always playing with some shit. And then, on top of that, I have, you know what I'm saying? What is it? The silver bullet.
Okay, so, I mean, he gave you a couple of things. He didn't give you nothing too crazy. It's not like you said you had a butt plug and all that.
Oh, no. Hell no. But I do have the things where the little couple's restraint thing or whatever, you got like a little soft blindfold, and you got the little cuff things, and you have a little rubber tickler. So
yeah.
I can tell you, Valentine's Day is going down.
That's what's up.
It is going down on Valentine's Day. Now, I don't know if he's going to allow me to, you know, do all those things with, you know, the handcuffs or the little cuffs and the
It should be a Valentine's Day. It's not a regular day. So, I mean, I believe the type of person that you are, if you're going to deal with somebody, they should at least be halfway on your level. So he should be with it.
Oh, yes, because it's going to be, like, making me happy. It's going to make me happy. So I'm not sure if he's going to, like, let the recording go down, but I'm sure he will. And it's going to be funny because I'm going to try those toys out. The Yummy Cummy, and you know, I never taste the shit, but I might make an exception then. But I would hate to do that, and then I'm recording it, and that shit is nasty. And I'm like, what the fuck?
No, then that means you have to play it off like it do taste good.
Play what off?
If it tastes nasty.
Shit, I ain't playing nothing off. Look, mother, I'm gonna call the guy right after I taste it and be like, yeah. You sent me some bullshit. Don't nothing taste yummy about this fucking cum. The fuck was you thinking about? Did you try this before you sent it to me?
Doubt it.
Girl coochie and her shit tasted like whatever. Because I keep drinking a bottle. If I drink a bottle, I have a bottle of Pizza Rock, I think Chica might taste like peaches. I'm still testing that theory, but hey, it's a couple of clowns on BBM that agree with me.
That what? Chica, if you drunk a certain amount of liquor, that your pussy will taste like it?
Yeah, you know how people just so crazy.
That sounds real idiotic.
Unless you pour it down there and then eat it, then yes, it's going to taste like Pizza the Rock.
Oh, yeah, that, but you can't just drink something or eat something the next thing you know your dick tastes. That means if you had, like, a bag of White Castles, your dick going to taste like burgers?
No. When you say peach, peaches are sensual. So you're basically saying that to get into somebody's head to make them be like, oh, damn, I wonder if that shit really do happen. Let me taste her and see if it's true. It ain't about us tasting the man, be like, yo, let me see if your shit tastes like Coco Loco. No. It's more so to lure the man down there to handle his business.
Nah, well, he doesn't have to think that. If you're going to eat pussy, eat pussy. Not let me see if it tastes like some Alizé or something. Mm-mm.
You got to be a mad. You got to have a great imagination.
Okay, well, you're going to have to imagine that.
See, you know what? You are fucking up the vibe. You are fucking up the vibe. You're supposed to be like, yes, you know what? You're right, and everything like that.
I mean, that's cool if you want to do that, but I'm saying if I'm eating pussy, I'm not going to sit there and fantasize about the way it tastes like a fruit or something. I'm trying to make you squirt. That's what I'm trying to do.
A word?
Yeah, that's the best thing. Showers.
Oh, shit. Somebody in the chat room just said that they were told that Diet Pepsi is the best for taste. Fuck that. Diet soda is nasty as hell. So
yeah, every diet soda.
But, you know, they say Diet Dr. Pepper tastes like regular Dr. Pepper. I cannot see that happening for the simple fact that anything that's diet has that nasty-ass aftertaste, which could be compared to a man.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a bad aftertaste. It has, like, that bite to it or whatever, especially if y'all spray cologne, use some body towel, or whatever. I don't know why men feel the need to do that and then they want a female to put her mouth on them. That shit is such a no-go.
Hold on, say that again?
Like, when men use, like, body stuff down there, like whether it's Axe or body towel or spray some cologne down there in their male genital areas, you know, where your dick and balls is.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to do that unless somebody gives you head. That's like a female. Y'all put baby powder and all that, come up looking like chalk on your mouth, like sniff coke or something.
See, I feel like you only use baby powder when you have hair and you sweat, when you perspire.
Y'all still got y'all body spray, too.
Okay, but my thing is, if you know that you're going to get up with a dude, it's not saying that y'all are going to fuck, but it's just like shit can happen spontaneously. You know what I mean? So therefore, you have to sit there and plan. So I would
tell you, but you're supposed to naturally smell like fruits and berries.
I mean, but you know, it's some females that's just fucking some shit that's just that makes fucking some men that's dropping deposits that's right.
I can understand that. Well, that's why y'all have all those female products. Some should invest in it.
Okay, but what men don't understand is when we dish and use feminine wash and all that stuff like that, it washes away the bad bacteria and the good bacteria, which makes you susceptible to yeast infections.
I know men hear this all the time by the females. Y'all tell us all your little secrets and all that.
But
especially
I mean,
if you live with one.
Yeah, but the best thing I would tell a female, dude, what somebody told me, and I thought they was lying, and it's like an old wives' tale. If you're not sure about a female, dig in your ear and then finger her with that same finger you stuck in your ear. And I guess your earwax will make her coochie burn if she ain't clean.
What? Wow, I never heard that.
I thought the person that told me that was lying till I asked my cousin. And my cousin was like, yeah, because, you know, my son told me that bullshit, and my kids buy, like, motherfucking carpets. But on that particular note, he was correct, because I called my cousin, because my cousin is a hoe. Well, he was a hoe. And he was like, yeah, cuz. I'm like, word? He's like, yeah, you stick your finger in that bitch, and she started moving and squirming. Don't hit it. Something ain't right.
Something ain't right. That's crazy. That's like an experiment on the pussy. That's crazy.
So, I mean, if that's something you gonna do, then, you know, I'm just saying.
That should be on YouTube with the cinnamon challenge.
Okay, well, this is what you do. You go
the
find
coochie challenge.
Yeah, you go find a chick, right? And you dig in your ear, and then you fuck around there, and you stick your finger in that bitch coochie. And if she start wiggling, and she's not booty clapping or nothing like that, then you won't get to know. Then you'll get to her. Like, yo, boo, for real, I heard something from this chick down south, and I wanted to see if it worked, and be like, yo, babe, I think you need to go get set. You might have a yeast infection. You might have chlamydia, trichomonas. You got something because you're moving from earwax. So, you know, then she'll feel a certain kind of way and go get her coochie checked.
I'm mad you put that in my head now. I'm going to be thinking about that.
Don't think about it. Do it. Hold on. I'm going to take this other call. Do it. Do it. Be like nice.
Right.
Just do it. And then tell me what happened, because I'm going to write a blog about it.
Before you click over, where's Homegirl at? The special, yeah.
Where's I think she might be on the line. 347-559.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you, Mama. How the hell are you doing?
I'm good.
You have caused my haters to get your picture removed from TwitPic, and that kind of bothered me. I don't know why. I mean, it could be all that ass you got, because, girl, I ain't even going to front. When I first saw your picture on Facebook with Joe Pro, I was like, what the hell? I showed my kids and my artist your ass, right? And they was like, cool. And I'm like, you know, woman to woman, your ass got to be bigger than Pinky's Cherokee. Because I'm like, whoa. You know what I mean? Then when I saw video, I lost my mind. I was like, wow. I see why they made a blizzard on your ass. They didn't even make it rain on you. It was just like a straight, all-out blizzard. And I was just like, oh, my God. The things that I could do if I was like that. But I'm not. That's like you are. And you move so well. And you take really nice pictures. And I'm actually working on trying to get you to North Carolina. Because have you been down here yet?
North Carolina? Yes, I have. I have been there. Wow, it's been a minute.
What's
I can't even remember. Yeah, you know what? Yes, I have. I have been there a couple of times. I think they brought me to, I had to do a performance at
Mickey's.
That wasn't, you sure? Oh, it must have South Carolina then.
I don't know.
It's been a minute.
Greensboro, and I try to stay on top. And what I like to do is bring people that haven't been here before. So, like, when you come, I know that you're going to make hella money. Motherfuckers is just going to be real happy because you're different. So that's what I'm aiming for now. When I go to my birthday party tonight, I'm going to be speaking to the promoters because I think they said something about trying to bring you down for CIAA in Charlotte.
Yeah, I know. Someone had actually hit me up about CIAA out there in Charlotte. They haven't hit me back to confirm anything and, you know, to let me know if I'm going to be there or not. So I'm waiting on a word from them. But it would be a good look because I never hosted anything doing CIAA weekend in Charlotte. Is that Charlotte? That's North Carolina, right, or Charlotte?
Yes, it's off the chain. I try to bypass it.
Mhm.
So, go ahead and tell everybody who you are.
Hello. everybody, all of my fans and all the listeners. I am Pebbles the Model. I am one of her special guests tonight, special guest for her birthday. I'm her birthday present tonight. So shout out to everybody that supports Pebbles the Model, the movement. Shout out to all of my fans that have also ordered my DVD, Uncut Volume 2, which is hot. Thank you. I also have a new rock song that's out. I've been promoting it. Just did a video for that, and we going hard with promotion and interviewing and stuff about that. I'm very excited about my rock song. It's just a lot. I have a little talk show that I just started called The Pebble Show that be on madmikeradio.com every Thursday from 7 to 9 o'clock. Make sure you all tune in on that. It's hot. You can check it out on YouTube, The Pebble Show. You go to YouTube, you'll be able to put in The Pebble Show, it'll come up. So, and I'm just getting it in, you know, doing my thing.
See, I love seeing women network. I love women doing their thing, because I'm not even going to front. When Jay sent me that song, and he was like, Pebble Goes Rock, and I'm like, what? I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, woo! I'm like, hell no. I'm like, she's most talented. I'm like, wait a minute. She rapping, it's a nice ass beat, and then with your voice and everything, I'm like, oh yeah, see, I most definitely can fuck her up. So what I'm going to do is with your song, I'm gonna push it for you, and I'm going to push it in my rotation, and then you'll see it going out on the internet like every hour, and then...
Okay, the rock song?
Okay. And then when my guests come on my show, what I normally do is I write a blog, and whatever video that you're pushing, just let me know, and I'll put it on my site, because I get like hella hits and stuff like that, and then, you know... Whatever you, with your websites and everything like that, the link to buy your DVD, all that'll be right there on that blog post that you have, and that'll be rotated out every 3 hours.
Okay.
So there will be no excuse why people haven't seen your DVD. They're going to hear your song in a few minutes and everything
Okay, so, I appreciate that.
Oh, man, please. Like, what people learn about me is... I go hard in the paint, and when my guests come on my show, the way that I promote you prior to coming on the show, it doesn't stop once you come on and leave. I keep going. I have to.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Man, don't worry about it. You mad cool. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play your song, and then we're going to come back and talk about it. So... this is Pebble's song. She has gone rock, and it's called That's Me.
Ah, shout out to Pebbles. Do your thing.
Thank you.
Okay, now wait a minute. Let me get it. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. Yeah.
her song, right?
You'll never ever be the same. Anybody's wrong.
I love music, all type of music, rock, rap, jazz, blues, R&B, but I never thought that I would end up doing rock. The guy, Bishop, he actually came to me, and I listened to the beat, and he was saying that it's rock, and I'm like, wow. So he like, I want to do a song with you, but it's a rock song. So I'm like, okay, I'm like, that's a total different line for me. I love music anyway, so I can adapt wherever. We got in the studio. We recorded it. It sounded good. I had a lot of fun doing the video. I mean, I had a lot of fun actually recording the song because I had to put in so much energy. I had to scream like a rock star, like to the top of my lungs and kick, and I had to really get into it. So it was crazy. Total different energy. So
where can you find the video at?
We did the video. We shot the video last week, so it's not out yet. Actually, they're putting everything together, editing and putting, you know, the final touches to it. So it should be out sometime by the end of this month after they get it all together. And then we're going to
be on WorldStar.
Right, it's going to be on WorldStar first, and then it's going to be sent out to a lot of other media sites and stuff like that. YouTube, of course, you'll be able to see it. So basically, the effects that they're doing on it is hot. You know, I transform myself. I basically, they put me like black wig, you know, makeup artist, did a lot of behind the scenes. I actually had on all black outfit. It was just crazy. So I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun doing the video. Plenty of energy. I really got into it. I really like it. So I like rock. So it's something totally different for me. And I'm going to keep on doing it because it's something new no other urban model is doing right now. So I'm going to break the trend on that, be the first one to do it, and I'm actually going to take it as far as I can take it. You know, hopefully it'll pop out everywhere. I had a German TV to come out and film it, so that's a good look for it to get played and aired in German. Basically just trying to get it all over the air everywhere. And one thing I noticed about rock, it caters to all type of nationalities. That's what I like about it, you know what I'm saying, from France to German to Italy, everywhere, you know, so that kind of music can be played everywhere. So I'm excited about it, and hopefully it really shoots off.
Wow, that's a lot. Now, I have a question for you. Now, how long have you been in the modeling business?
I've been modeling for this year, make five years now.
Okay. So what types of modeling do you do?
I am a urban model / entertainer.
Okay, because I know, I tell people I'm an adult entertainer, and the first thing that comes to their mind is a porn star. And I'm like, no. Even though, you know, I do have, like, video clips, but it's personal from me and whoever I was involved with at the time. And I tell people a lot, like, anytime you hold an adult attention, you're entertaining their ass. I mean, people automatically, for small minds, be like, oh, stripper or porn star. but it's like so many aspects of entertaining adults. And it's like you're tapping into so many aspects of it yourself, and you're capitalizing, and you're making it make sense, and you're also making it make dollars. So, like, what is the weirdest shit that you hear when you're out on your, when you're not Pebbles, like when you're on your own time, you know what I mean? Like when you're just, what's the weirdest shit that you hear when you're out and people come up to you?
Well, basically, I get a lot of crazy stuff, you know. I mean, it'd be crazy so much. It's always I'm always getting comments about my ass. How many rolls of toilet paper do it take? I mean, it'd be crazy stuff to wipe my ass. They bet it takes 24 packs, you know. So it's crazy, and you know, I try to throw it off, you know, because the negativity I don't deal with it, you know what I'm saying? So people gonna say what they want to say regardless, you know. But my main thing is I try to stay positive as possible as I can and focus on my project and the things that I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying, while I'm still here on earth. Because I feel like you only get one shot. I'm still here breathing, living, got my health and my strength, and I'm trying to take the pebbles of my brain all the way till it can't go no more. You feel me? And like I tell people, if I don't, everybody is not meant to be a star or get way up there like your Jay-Z's and your Beyonce. But at least I can say if I don't, I tried it and I did this and I did this and I accomplished this. I did do it. You feel me? So my thing is, I'm gonna stay grinding, doing it like I do, getting it like I've been getting it. You know what I'm saying? Stay accomplishing all the goals I'm trying to do while I'm still here on earth, and you know, fuck the haters and say what they want to say, kiss my big 48-inch ass, all of that. You know, I don't care. You know, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy when people have something to say about people that's doing something positive for themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. They never give you the credibility of what you're doing. They're always talking about, you know, trying to always say something negative. You know, it's crazy. So I trip on myself every day, baby. It's crazy. It's crazy.
When you came to the Bronx, I definitely had to come through and show you some love.
Yeah, most definitely. I got a party February the 12th at Petra. So
I seen you when
crazy.
You was at Crazy Horse when Dipset and Joe was there and all that.
And Crazy Horse. Oh, you was there? What's your name?
I was there. That's Bruce. This is how Bruce B.
You're a mystery.
So for anybody that didn't get to see Pebbles like face to face, that is not a Photoshop ad.
Well, I appreciate you coming out when I was at Crazy Horse. I got another big party coming up February 12th, me and Sub-Zero.
Of course. I mean, Joe's from my hood, so anything that he throw, I got to show support. Plus, you was there.
Okay.
So, I mean, I had to come see that. You, Scott,
okay.
Black Royale.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate that. I really do.
Pebbles, do you have a flyer for that event, for your DVD release party?
Do I have a flyer?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have a flyer.
Okay, if you can have Jay send that to me, I'll go ahead and put that in my timeline for you.
Okay. I sure will.
And let me see. I have some more questions for you. Let's see. What's one thing that you want to do that you haven't done that's completely off the mark? And, like, if you did it, people look at you like, wow.
I plan on being on all the billboards. Me and all this ass on all the billboards. Let me see. What else? Basically, one of my biggest goals right now, I mean, I have so many, but I just try to work on, you know, one at a time. My big focus right now, because I already have captured and, you know what I'm saying, just took over the modeling thing. You know, that to me right now is, like, overrated because I'm in a different lane when it comes to that. I came out, I did my thing. And I actually set the trend for other models to come behind me and do what they do. Like I tell people, after Buffy, I put booty back in, but in a different
way.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, I have a, my booty was totally like, okay, totally different. So I set the trend for that, and now everywhere you look, like I was talking on my show the other day, is booty everywhere, booty, 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 booty. So now everybody got ass, you know. So my thing is, you know, I'm in a different lane. I'm doing other things. My biggest focus right now is my rock music. I'm focusing more on that because I really want to take that all the way to the top where I'm getting booked to perform, me and the band, Sound Frontier, shout out to them, like in Germany and places like that. You know, I want this to be an international, I want my rock music to be internationally. I want to be known also as Pebbles, you know, the rock star or whatever, Pebbles or Went Rock or whatever people want to say. And not just Pebbles the model with the big booty. I know that's not going to ever go nowhere, but me with my image with this big ass and doing rock music is totally different, something you ain't never seen before. So that bad
right.
Feeling.
Because female rock singers got flat asses. They just told the fuck up.
I mean, it's totally different. So that's one of my biggest things right now. I'm excited about that. I really am.
Now, when you see little girls or teenagers and stuff like that that, you know, want to be in the entertainment industry and stuff like that, what do you tell them as far as on a positive note?
I have a lot of girls that come to me and, you know, ask for advice. I get it on Twitter all the time, my email. And I just always tell them if it's something that they want to do, modeling, you know, just don't make it your main goal. Also have something else planned, like, you know, go to school to be something else just in case you don't pop off. Cause just because you say you're a model, take a couple of photos, too, that doesn't mean you're going to pop off like I did. Well, you're making money, you know what I'm saying, at modeling and entertainment, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're going to do something, make sure you get paid to do it. Everybody is not able. You see what I'm saying? There's only one Pebbles the model. So everybody can't come behind me and try to do what I do because everybody's not going to make it. So I also tell girls, make sure you focus on something else. Have something else, you know, to back up the modeling thing just in case you don't make it that far, you know. I tell them that if it's something they want to do, go hard at it. Stay motivated, grind it out, promote yourself 100% because can't nobody promote you like you. I don't care who it is. You feel me? Your manager, booking, whatever. They can't promote you like you promote yourself. So push yourself the hardest. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait on nobody to do it for you. You know, and I talk about that all the time. So that's what I did. You know, I didn't get any handouts. I had to push myself. Did nobody come along and pull my hand and say, well, we can help? Nah. I had to grind it out. I was in the streets, Houston, New Orleans. Made my own little videos of myself, got my little camcorder, passing them out, promotion, you know, first time little posters, passing them out, selling them for $2-3, you know, so, and a lot of people seen that, you know, so, hey, you know, it's all about promoting yourself and grinding it out at the end of the day.
First time I seen you is on Worldstar.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Wow.
Then I had to Google you.
Which World Star video did you see?
Well, this was when you was in the water. I think you was in the
I was on the beach. I was in LA. Yep.
Yeah, you was making the waves. You was causing the typhoon.
I was doing a photo shoot. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So when I seen that, I definitely had to Google you, and I was like, hold on, who is this? And then then I kind of kept upon you then. I seen the video with you and Vanity.
Right, right. Yeah, everybody loves
so,
that one.
I'm looking at both. I was like, damn, you kind of shut Vanity down, though.
You know, when we did that video, because it was my first time seeing Vanity in person. So I'm looking at her ass. She's looking at my ass. So I'm trying to, like, I'm like, no, your ass bigger than mine. And we like, she's like, no, your ass is bigger than mine. I'm like, no, boo, your ass is bigger than mine. So we going back and, but when I seen the video, I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. My ass is bigger than yours. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to see the video in order for me to be like, okay, yeah, you're right. She's like, yeah, so your ass is way bigger than that. Pebbles, hands down, I give it to you. I'm like, wow. You know, because she had a big ass, too, you know, so, you know, it was crazy.
When you said about your promotion, you definitely promoted yourself a lot because, I mean, to me, there's a lot of people, like you said, that are trying to do the whole, I got a fat ass thing, I'm a model.
Yep.
But
yep.
to me, it's like your name does ring bells because when I first did see you, and it's like you're talking about people in the hood, and you're like, yo, you seen Pebbles? They like Pebbles who? Now they think it's some old Pebbles from Bedrock or some shit. And you're like, nah. You have to see this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if you thought Buffy had something, see this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people got put on to you, and and after that, everybody just rolled that pebble wave.
Yeah, that's what's up. I want to shout out to New York, too. New York is one of my biggest fan bases. Basically, you know, when I first started, I noticed how New York people love ass. So I'm like, wow. And that me being from the South, you know, and I'm a total different, like, breed. I'm Southern, country as hell. And, you know, me coming up here, and I'm like, okay, wow, you know. So it was crazy. It was crazy. But, you know, all I can say, I love my life, and I appreciate all of my fans that support me 100%. You know, like I said, I'm going to rat the rat out, and so I can't rat it no more. And, you know, that's basically it. I'm blessed. You know, for real.
That's good. Shout out to you and Chaco. Now I'm saying y'all are females that's doing y'all thing and really not depending on no guy to take care of you or a handout.
There's
some people that, hey, you got those that they hustle. How they gonna live on welfare and have 50 kids and and you know what I'm saying, shit like that. So I mean, it's different.
Or try to find a dude to take care of. Depending on basketball or a b-boy or something, you know what I'm saying, to take care of them. That's crazy.
Yeah, so both of y'all have that drive in y'all, you know what I'm saying, because
her
mommy got so much going on the internet, it's hard to even follow her ass.
You said what?
Listen,
she got so much going on. You could be on Twitter, next thing you know, you on Tiny Chat, and then you somewhere else and got to call the radio, and it's like, damn, you can't. I got to have all my electronic things together. So it's like I got my cell phone, I got my tablet with me, all of that to try to.
That's what's up, though. That's what's up.
I mean,
no,
don't nobody want to be, you know, don't nobody want, it's like me, if I'm going to be a fan of somebody, I want them to always be doing something so I have something to look forward to. Like when people start getting stagnant and they do the same shit all the time. It's like,
when do y'all sleep?
Huh?
When do y'all sleep? Y'all go out drug dealers.
Most definitely. Money never sleep, baby.
Some people actually, I could be up. I break day and I just see a tweet or something or something. You'd be like, damn, I thought I was the only one that'd be up like that.
I mean, the early bird catches the worm, and, you know, I'm a very analytical person, and there are certain times of the morning that your ass gotta be on Twitter to get those motherfuckers that normally didn't see you or read your tweet. So I say like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, that's when a lot of people are on Twitter sleeping, looking for some shit to do, stack his dick to. I mean, it's just all kinds of things going on 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, when y'all Twitter and, you know, it's actually y'all Twitter, because, you know, some people be thinking like, that's not Pebbles really Twittering me. So they'll think it's like maybe you have somebody paid to do that or something. You know what I'm saying?
She will retweet and she will talk to you because I was kind of worried. Like, I wasn't sure, like, how, you know, just how Southern she was going to be because me and her, we have a common friend, Jay Straight from the Gutter, which I love. And I'm actually waiting for him to send me the paperwork for like the third, fourth time because it got lost in my email so I can actually go ahead and sign to his booking agency. But it's like when I seen her retweet and everything like that, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. Because it's like I had a porn star that came on last year, and she was a BBW. Now, I don't have nothing against big pictures. Trust me, I don't. Get your money how you live. But when you have a motherfucking attitude and you're like, you're sucking dick and doing this, keep off welfare. I mean, come on now. You sucking dick and you doing what you're doing because you want to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can easily get a job. And I mean, and she's about 400 pounds. I think she might be able to get a check. I'm not trying to hear you. I don't not know what they do. But, you know, BBW, Superstar, Triple X, use a hateful ass bitch. You got a nasty ass.
Wow.
It's like,
Knuckles, nobody approached you with your own reality show yet?
No, not yet. I've been, you know, it's been thrown in the air. We've been talking about it, but no one has really bid on it yet, you know. So hopefully that's in the making and coming soon, you know.
That would be better than the Flavor of Love. It could be the love.
I know, right?
Man, so many dudes would line up to be Mr. Pebbles. I don't understand how Flavor Flav got the bitches that he did, but hey, everybody want to be a star. But with Pebbles,
exactly.
That shit would be crazy. I would,
yeah, I know, right?
Like,
it'd be crazy.
I would treat her like Love and Hip Hop. I would be tweeting, talking shit about the jackbag motherfucker trying to holler. Like, come on, now. What is he gonna do with all that? Like, yo, my dude, like, how big is your dick? Like, how? What do you do for a living? Can you cook? Do you know how to pamper a woman? Can you eat pussy? Like, what makes you different from anybody else to why she would want to date you? I didn't want to ask so many questions because men get life fucked up. Not you, Bruce. You're excluded because you're riding the wave right now. But, you know, tomorrow I might talk shit about you. But a lot of men seem like they like to ride on, oh, I look good or my pockets is deep or whatever. Shallow men be the main men that get played, get cheated on because they think they look too good or they have too much money or their name, reputation, or whatever. And that should be fucking me up because I laugh because it's like a man needs to understand that when you can give a woman what she needs versus what she wants, you will always be in there like Prego spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we can get dick anywhere. We can get money anywhere we make our own. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We can take care of ourselves. We want somebody that, you know what, and I know this is completely off the mark, what would get me and make me fall in love with a man is a man that will go to the motherfucking drugstore when I'm on my monthly and pick up my products and not say shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, baby, is this the right kind? I'm not sure. And he don't feel embarrassed about that.
That's what's up.
That
That's
lets
real
you know he's
right
a
there.
Keeper. Because my sons
mm-hmm.
won't even do that shit. They'll go pick up my daughter and be like, yo, go to the store and get your mama some shit. Like, like, no.
I mean, that's just because the society is like that. You got people that's embarrassed to go to the store to buy condoms. So, I mean, shit like that is just weird thinking. So you'd be like, you wait until the line's clear. Like, yo, let me get some condoms. Like, come on, what the fuck? That's stupid. They don't make. If you're getting female products, you're a guy. We know the fuck. You're not bleeding. So what is it to be ashamed of or something? Well, no, I mean, that to me, that's stupid. You got a daughter. You can be buying that for your daughter or something.
But man, don't think
that's
like true. That. When I buy condoms, I be like, oh, my God. People are going to be like, oh, she fucking. But, I mean, I got 4 kids and 8 grandkids. Everybody is fucking in my family.
Exactly.
Well, they fucking. So, I mean, you should get condoms. It doesn't matter if somebody sees you and you bought like 50 packs. It's like, damn, you're getting it in. But, hey, you need that protection, right?
Exactly. I mean, shit. That's what matters. You wrapping it up. Shit.
Yeah,
this is the funny part, though. 2012, you got every man thinking that they're a Magnum wearer. Because all females fucked it up, and they're like, yo, if you don't have that gold Magnum wrapper, then you're not saying nothing. So everyone's going to try to put their dick in the Magnum wrapper.
But the funny part about it is, as the mother, as soon as you put it on, it falls off. I mean, and Pebble, somebody, I understand what you mean by the crazy shit, because in the chat room, you know, animosity, he left, but he was just like, you know, he's talking about you, he loves your ass, and he's just like, Pebbles, when I get rich, I'm paying for that pussy. See, that's the bullshit that be pissing me off.
Wow.
Because my thing is, what in the fuck makes you think that all females sell pussy? That's crazy.
Exactly. Not everybody has a price on their pussy.
Does your mama sell pussy?
Mm-hmm. That's the mentality of some people, because you have some people that think they can bag any bitch because of the car that they got.
Wow, that's true.
I thought that on some entertainers, because some entertainers do go out like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You still got the Batmobile?
The Batmobile is not my car. Everybody asks me that. That's not my
car.
That was
your car.
No. I don't know.
I was looking all right.
No. The Batmobile is even not my type of ride, boo boo. Please, no. Everybody asks me, they be like, when I see me, where is the Batmobile? And I have to think about it. I'm like, oh, they're talking about. That was actually my road manager's car, the guy that was with me.
Okay.
That's his car. That's not my car. Not the Batmobile.
Don't worry, I'll be watching you.
Yeah, that's not my car.
Bruce, if you wasn't so cool, I would swear you had stalker capabilities, because you know too motherfucking much. But
you me?
Yes.
That's because I do my job. I'm supposed to be up on shit, so I'm not trying to be left in the dark on what's popping.
that's good, because that lets everybody know that when you have somebody that you're interested in as far as an entertainer or celebrity figure that you like, you go beyond the scope and you do your homework, though.
Mm-hmm. It's not just that. It's also the consistency of Pebbles putting her shit out there. It's not like you can find something and it takes 5 months or 6 months before she puts something new out. Like, same thing with you.
Nah, because I ain't put out no head video. I ain't put shit out in almost a year.
With a head video or something like that? I mean, that's different, but you're on the radio show, you know what I'm saying, when you get a chance to, and people actually get to talk to you and keep up on your events, what you're doing. So, regardless of the fact of what you put out there,
I do
you
blog
still got other things going on the side.
Yep.
Got a point there, because it do take people a minute. That's just like with some artists. It's like they come out with something, and you be like, damn, whatever happened to that person?
I got to do my thing, and it's the same way. You got to keep consistency and make everybody know who you are.
True. Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people don't do that. And, I mean, I'm really enjoying talking to Pebbles. I don't know how much time she has. I love her. She is, like,
cool.
And what she doesn't know, but she's about to know, is my February issue comes out, and I'm going to send you over some interview questions, and I'm going to put you in Chocolate City Magazine. My magazine is really cool. It's completely 100% interactive. I never pictured myself doing a magazine. My media manager was like, oh, you should do a magazine. I'm like, what? I ain't doing no fucking magazine. But what happened was, when we decided to do it, I put the newsletter out October the 24th. So from October 24th to December the 7th, 5.3 million people saw the link and looked at the newsletter on Twitter. So I was really happy about that. So the magazine did way better than I expected, because, you know, today I turned 43, and I didn't get into this.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't get into the modeling stuff until I was 40. So everybody was like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's funny, because everybody that told me that I couldn't do it is the same motherfuckers that's hitting me up for some promo. Can I come to the show? Magazine? No, you can kiss my old ass. That's what you do. You can kiss my old chocolatey ass. You know what I'm saying? And me and my brother was talking today, because on January the 12th, made 6 years that I've been home. I treat being home like a crackhead treats the year of being sober, because I used to get in trouble a lot. So I went to prison for 3 years and 8 months. I had like a drug charge, white collar, you name it. I think like in 2001, I had like 7 felonies and a conspiracy charge, but I got all of that shit dropped. And my brother was like, you know what, you're too smart for your own good. And I was like, you know what? What I'm going to do is channel this into something else, because sex sells, whether you're fucking or you're creating an illusion with your words.
That's right.
And, you know, you give people what they want. And what I find out is, like, when you keep it all the way funky and keep it 100, don't hold no bars, people love you, because it's like no matter what, nothing can hurt you. Because I used to get a text message or prank calls, and somebody's like, I know your secret. I'm like, what is my secret?
Your secret.
Yeah, like, you're bi. I'm like, I'm a porn star. And they start
like, you're trying to do this on the low.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. I mean, my kids seen some of my videos, but I'm like, yo, look, it's no different than when y'all be fucking and y'all pulled down the mirror and got the camcorder and all that other shit. Mommy grown. Y'all don't see niggas running in and out the crib. I mean, I've been divorced for 14 years, and they've seen like maybe 5 dudes in and out of my house total since I've been divorced. So I tell them, like, you know, what I do outside the house is different, but I try to keep a respect level so that I have 3 boys and a girl, and my boys are like 27, 25, and 16. So it's like when you have boys, and, you know, men can be very disrespectful, which, press, I mean, Pebbles, I know that, you know, when you're out and you hear some of the dumb shit, and my boys are for people that will beat your ass. So what I try to do is just be mindful of the shit that I put out and mindful of the things that I do so that my kids will always respect me. It's working thus far.
That's what's up.
It's working thus far. And my 26, well, he'll be 26 in April. He loves your ass. He was just like, damn. I'm like, Mark. He's like, Ma, you know I'm an ass man. I'm like, Mark. He was like, she could get the baby arm. I'm like, Mark, oh, my God. I'm just like, holy shit. Now, I have another question for you, because I'm not sure how much more time I have with you. What do you do when people come up to you, especially like young girls, you know, and they say they want to be porn stars? Because, like I said, some people might misconstrue what you do because you have a big ass. Just because you have a big ass does not mean you want to be on screen fucking motherfuckers for money. You know, fucking, because it's like when you're in the porn business, you're fucking for money. Because when you fuck, you're getting paid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when people come up to you, what do you tell them?
She gets paid for just being there.
Yeah, but you know, some people just feel like they want to be porn stars, and they think it's like real glamorous and everything like that. And even being a model, it's like, and I'm sure Pebbles will agree to this, there is some downsides to that shit, because some photographers cannot be fucking professional. It's like they'll shoot pictures, and the next thing you know, you in a crazy situation because they start saying slick shit, trying you.
Right. Yes, what's up? I'm going to say this last question, and I'm going to have to get off because my manager is hitting me up to have a meeting with me because I got a slab tomorrow. But that question, I get asked it a lot about porn star. You should get into porn, and I would take over the industry because my ass so big. I'd take over Cherokee, Pinky, da-da-da. You know, like I tell them, that's not me, you know. I don't want to do porn. Never thought about doing porn. If I wanted to do porn, I could have started doing porn a long time ago. That's not the road I wanted to take, and that's not for me. And I have a lot of girls that come up to me and ask me about it. I always hit me up on Twitter or email me
and talk about it. You know, do I know anybody can help them get into porn? Because I see it here, it's very common now. A lot of girls is doing porn now, and young girls want to get into it. So it's crazy. So I direct them to some people that I know that can actually help them and lead them down that road because that's what they want to do. So I really don't deal too much with that. I know people that do it, so I direct those girls to the people that can help them get to where they want to get to when it comes to the porn thing.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you riding the chocolate wave, and I'm going to send everything that I need from you to Jay so I can go ahead and start putting you in the rotation. And anytime that you need me to do something, just let me know, and I got you. You know, anything new that you have coming out, let me know. When you get your songs, shoot them to me, and they'll be playing and everything like that. And I just got picked up on another radio station, Gangsterville Radio out of Miami. They have like 200,000 listeners or something like that. So my show
is good
through Friday. So I'm going to have him put this show on Monday for me. So, and then I'm going to send him your MP3 of the song because he's like any artist that I like and that I fuck with to send their music, and he'll play it on the 24-hour DJ. So it'll be in his rotation as well. So I got
you. Okay. Okay, is there a well, I have to get it from Jay, your email. That way that anything that comes along that I do, any projects or anything I want to talk about, whatever projects or whatever I got coming up, I can get all that information to you, I guess through Jay.
Email. You know what I'll do? I'm going to start following you tonight, and then you can follow me back, and then we can DM, and then I'll always
keep
posting Jay and everything like that, too, because that's my boo. And you're a part of the chocolate family now, whether you wanted it or not.
Okay.
You get a chocolate award.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it being on your show.
Thank
and good
you
luck with everything. Also, yes, and celebrate your birthday. Have a good time. Get tipsy, wasted, whatever you're going to do, and enjoy yourself.
Yes, I'm going to get drunk, and then I'm going to come home, and then I'm going to see my boo on Sunday at the Super Bowl party, and then we get the makeup for everything. So I really, really appreciate you, Pebbles, from the bottom of my heart. This is, like, real talk. And Bruce, oh, my God, you're such a good person.
You already know.
I'm going to kiss when I see you.
Bye, Bruce. It was good talking to you, too.
I'll see you when you come to the to the Bronx.
Okay.
No, you
all right.
On February the 12th.
Right, February the 12th.
Trust me, I'll know.
Okay.
You say you know?
I got my ear to the streets, you heard?
You got your ear to the streets.
Yeah, I know a couple of people in big places.
Oh, yeah. For real? Okay.
So, you know, if you was fucking with my man Big Joe, you already good money with me.
Yeah, that's what's up. You have a good birthday, okay, love? Appreciate being on your show.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care, Pebbles.
Okay.
You know what? You are such a sweetheart. You never told me that you was like that. I'm shocked.
Well, what? I mean, you never really had a chance to sit down and chat with me.
Why not? Who thought of that?
I don't know. I'm not trying to take it to a different level, so I was keeping it on some, when you air, I'll call. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to side combo you, you feel me?
You know what? You are so sweet.
So I was just keeping it like that. But, you know, I see your movement, so I had to support your wave.
You know what? You have not sent me anything to tweet lately either.
Nah, I didn't. No, I didn't. I was going to hit you up when you was tweeting about you drinking last night. I was like, but I said, nah, because I'm smoking and doing what I'm doing. So I said, you must be in twisted just like me.
Uh-huh. I mean, but my thing is, when you send me a flyer, I will sit there and tweet it for you.
No, I know that. I definitely appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's why if you had something, I definitely let it be known. You know what I'm saying? I put the blast out. I let my peoples know about the radio show. Sometimes I'm just a little bit too shy to talk. You feel me?
I mean, of course, because, you know, I have the tendency to shut motherfuckers down. That's what I do. I shut them down. And a lot of people can't handle that. You know, did you read the blog that I posted last night?
No, I was going to go on online, but where I'm at right now, I ain't got no Wi-Fi for my tablet to look at it.
Oh, yeah. A lot of bitches is probably going to be mad because I was like, let the tax season games begin. And you remember
that? Oh, no, that's what I say on my Facebook.
Like, you know, females got to be smart because, you know, a lot of motherfuckers is, like, waking up with you in December. They coming back this week because they know that you're getting your money and everything. And that shit just pisses me off because females should have a backbone to do what they're going to do. Hey, hold on 1 second. Hey,
no problem.
Junior's house. Oh, shit. My damn phone be tripping. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm doing a radio show. Are you at Dina's house? Oh, well, come here. I'm at Junior house. I'm drinking Pizza Rock. You got some tequila? Oh, got for real. Okay, how about, do you have some money on you so you can stop at the grocery store and pick up some margarita mix for me? Yeah, because I can't drink tequila straight like that, and then I'm just going to mix it. You know I always make margaritas. I'm waiting for Dream to come back, so I'm not going to like 11. Oh, you good then? Yeah, it is. Oh, you should be good. He said comfortable and grown. Comfortable and grown. Grown. Yeah, you good. Right. Okay, well, I'll see you at my party tonight then. Aight, Big Pimpin'. I sure will. Aight, right. Sorry about that, y'all. That was my cousin.
That's cool.
Oh my God.
What you gotta do?
Yeah, I'm sitting up here drinking Peach the Rock. About to unthaw some damn shrimp and eat before I start drinking because I don't need to be drinking on an empty stomach and be feeling all fucked up like I did this morning because, you know, drinking alcohol at 4 o'clock in the morning is not a good-ass feeling. No way, no shape, no form at all.
Just pace yourself with the drinks. Don't just be throwing them back.
Nah, I'm going to pace myself because I have, now you got to think about it. I've never gone out socially as Chalk Mommy. So it's a lot of thirsty motherfuckers that's going to be out there tonight. People out see me and get their hands on me or whatever.
Yes, so, they are, yep.
I will be with several pit bulls. My son will be there. My brother will be there. And, you know, a few others, so I'm not really worried about that. And if I can't bring in my freaky Moscato, then I will pop bottles on Sunday when New York beats the fuck out of the Patriots. And then,
yeah,
you know, so I'm going to be doing my drinking with Chalk segment on Sunday. It's like a little premiere intro just to see how people react to it. But it's not going to be with my normal gear with the shirt,
okay,
the boy shorts and stuff. And my brother have a fit. I walk around the house with all his friends like that and shit. So I have another New York caller. I swear New York loves me. But this motherfucker calling me because he in the doghouse. What do you want, gangsta. I'ma fuck you up, gangsta.
Why you wanna do that to me, man?
Because
what?
This is one of my BBM buddies, right? This is the gorgeous gangster. Now, when I used to come to New York, he used to fuck. Now, his dick is on point, and you know, he called himself liking me. But the nigga didn't want to do right, so somebody else done cuffed me, and he want to be mad. Now, can he be mad because he did not handle his business?
Hey, yo. Why you putting our B.I. on black?
Because I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to beat your ass when I get to New York, and I'm going to have somebody record it.
Don't do that, man.
Yes, it's my birthday.
You getting white girl wasted?
Nah, I'm sipping. I'm going to sip. I'm not going to get drunk because I had like a really bad, you know,
what you want for your birthday?
Huh?
I said, what you want for your birthday?
I would like a Western Union confirmation number sent to my phone.
I respect that.
I respect it too. I love her for that.
I'm not going to tell you to shop for me because I spent 5 hours looking for a pair of shoes and a dress to wear tonight, and a pair of sneakers.
Now, you heard? That was a hint. That was a hint. She threw that out there.
No, because I got all three of them. I got the sneakers.
She don't wanna go shopping though with me when she get here though. You see how she do? Like, just send her some bread. Like,
that's crazy. When I come to New York, I don't get to see him. You know what I'm saying?
She's full of it. You heard? You hear me? She's full
no.
of it. Stop
no.
it.
Where you at in New York?
Don't do that. I'm in Brooklyn, you heard?
Oh, see,
don't
so it shouldn't
that.
Be a problem. There's only 5 boroughs when you come to New York. So
that's
where
right.
you at when you come to New York?
She's full of it, man. I only ain't see her one time when she ain't come to New York. And that's because of my godchild was being born. That's it. Any other time, she's full of it. You know you're full of it.
You didn't see me.
Well, there's other opportunities.
Because you said you was going to punch me in my eye, so I had to stay clear.
I ain't see you in December.
When
yeah,
I
came, she was out here. She came out here. PJ, she came out here.
Now,
I remember when she came out. And didn't even let me know she was here. Like, that's crazy. Like,
you threatened me.
So that wasn't my fault.
Yes,
come on, you know, you like, when am I really, like, I'm really going to put my hands in you? Like, cut it out. Like, stop it.
Man, listen.
No, I ain't no sucker-ass nigga. Like, stop it.
You know
it.
What? That,
stop
I'm
it.
Telling you, New York guys, when you got good pussy, New York niggas go crazy. I had a cop tell me that
on,
he was
going
to abuse his power to lock my ass up because I wasn't fucking with him no more. So I don't.
Oh, nah. Don't try to stereotype all New York dudes in that category.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
When you have some, not all.
That's men.
I'm not saying your shit wasn't good. I'm not never not saying that. Now, you
I didn't
know
say
I ain't saying that.
Handle it. I just said some.
Oh.
Like, I gave the example of the cop.
Well, see, that's what he is. He's a cop. He abuses his authority on a day-to-day basis. So him fucking with you, that's all that was. He's gonna abuse his authority with you.
You can't abuse your authority with me because I'm not a submissive bitch. I'm a dominant. I'm a top bitch. So it's my way or no way. And it depends on how much you spent if I'm a compromise. And then, you know, we'll talk about it. So I'm just saying, I've been trying to be nice. Damn.
Hey, yo, Chuck, you already know, man. No, you already know what it is, what it's hitting for, so stop it.
I already know what.
I said, you know what it's hitting for.
Oh, for real? I'm coming to New York. When I'm coming to New York?
You tell me.
I guess when I have my airplane ticket. I mean, because everybody is listening, so evidently you called in for a reason to be heard. So this is our verbal contract to my listeners,
she is going to hold you to that.
Yeah, I already be knowing.
It's nothing, though. A plane ticket from down south over here is cheap, so if you want to do that, player, you can do that. I know you can.
He can do it. He just don't do it. See, this is what
he
does.
He can have things. He has to have his situation right before he can just have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Here.
Take your business first, right?
Right here. His situation is whatever he wants it to be. He's a man. He just makes bad decisions. Like, he would rather go to South Beach and fuck about 5 chicks and then act like I'm supposed to be cool with that instead of seeing me. And I don't even know if he's strapped up on all of them.
Come on. Cut it out.
I mean, you got drunk. Sometimes when dudes drink, y'all do tend to make fuck up.
Hey, yo, you know what the craziest? Hey, yo, my man, you from New York, too?
Yeah, I'm in the Bronx.
You in the X?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like one of, you sound wild familiar, word.
Who knows? Hey, if you in Brooklyn, it's not like I ain't been out there before. We brought, it's a small world, brother.
Yeah.
Bruce, don't you do parties and stuff?
Yeah, I do parties, so you probably seen me. Who knows?
Yeah.
And did he do music? I just found that out.
Yeah, you sound like this kid named O.
When I get off, I'ma send you the video on Twitter on Worldstar, my peoples, all right?
Okay.
He's not on Twitter. I don't know why the hell he ain't, but you know.
No, I'm talking about you. I'ma tweet you that video.
And then I'll retweet it for you.
Okay.
So you know what? I'm into my show 10 minutes early because I need to get in the shower and molest myself and put on my dress and my heels and my jewelry and stuff. Because, you know, I'll never wear jewelry, but I guess, you know, I got to make a mark for, 2012. So, you know.
Oh, just make sure you flick it up.
Flick up my dress? I ain't gonna have one no panties.
I'm not talking about flick. Picks, flicks.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be flick-picking all fucking night.
I wasn't talking about lifting up your skirt.
You mean my dress?
Yeah, nah, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about picks.
Oh, yeah, because I gotta shave Chica tonight.
Hey.
I guess if Gangsta was here, he could have did it. But, you know, hey, that's a long reach right there.
What
even
they
must have got that.
Hold on. Repeat yourself, what you said?
I said, I have to shave Chica, and if you was here, you could help me, but you're not. And that's a long reach, because I'm in North Carolina, and you're in New York. And I said, even Mayweather can't help you with that. You know what I mean?
She wanted you to give her a shape up.
Yeah, I'll be knowing.
But he can't, so I'm gonna let him have that. But
she's trying to put the pressure on you, my nigga.
I already be knowing, man. I be knowing. She be bugging out, man. You trying to put the pressure on me.
But
as long as you don't fold, you good.
Nah, never that.
And I'm going to go ahead and cook my shrimp real quick and then go run my bath water. That's not, you know what? I think I might be funny and do my bath on Tiny Chat. That's what I think. Yeah, I'm going to do my bath on Tiny Chat in like 30 minutes. So, Bruce, if you ever get internet connection, I'll be on Tiny Chat in the bathtub.
All right. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. Gangsta, I'm going to hit you on the flip side on BBM, or I might text you and cuss you out one last time and blame it on the alcohol. Bruce, I love you. Thank you so much for calling in and chit-chatting with me and Pebbles. It was very interesting. Gangsta,
you know
I still got love for you. Kiss my baby Chloe and tell her that I'm going to see her soon. And tell your grandma I can't wait to meet her so we can talk about your ass.
Hey, yo, call me, man. Enjoy yourself tonight, man. Call me, all right?
I sure will. This is Chocolate Mommy, Chocolate City Radio. Radio is officially over till tomorrow. If I'm late, it's because I had a badass hangover or I beat somebody up tonight and I didn't make bond because they probably didn't give me one. But I'm going to be nice. I'm going to have a hangover.
I'm mad as fuck. I'm supposed to be there giving you that good old birthday sex.
Well, just listen to Jeremiah and pretend.
Hey, yo, call me though, all right? Enjoy your night, baby. Call me.
I will. I love you guys. Good night.
Right. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Later.